Highland school students will experience different class scheduling beginning next year following approval by the Highland School Board at their February monthly meeting. For all students, the school day will begin at 8:20 a.m. and end at 3 p.m., reducing the school day by 30 minutes. The main changes occur for middle and high school students who will have a modified block schedule and 4x4 block schedule, respectively. Principal Tim Good explained that this reduces the day from 8 periods to 4 88-minute blocks. Lunch periods will remain 25 minutes long. In the 4x4 block schedule, high school students will still have 8 credit courses per year. However, they will be split into 2 semesters, with 4 complete courses taken during the first semester and the remaining 4 in the second. Mr. Good noted that there was a winter testing period available for SOLs of courses taken in the first semester. Middle school students using the modified block schedule will have certain courses which last the full length of the year and others which use the same split schedule as the high school. Mr. Good highlighted the advantages of block scheduling, which included less time wasted in transition between classes, more effective use of time while in class, and increased focus for students given they only have 4 classes per semester. In addition to approving the new schedules, the board approved 2 overnight trips and personnel and Superintendent Dr. Thomas Schott's contract as discussed and amended in closed session. During his report, the superintendent gave an update on the yoking bill. He and Highland Supervisor David Blanchard had traveled to Richmond on January 25th to present to legislators. He noted the bill has been through 5 different subcommittees in the Senate and 3 in the House of Representatives and has passed all so far unopposed. He did note the bill has been amended in terms of expiration date. The original bill called for elimination of the 15-year time limit, but lawmakers were not comfortable with that and set a time frame of 20 years for renewal consideration. At this point, Dr. Schott anticipated the bill would successfully pass through the full General Assembly. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Scott Smith.